moosejawtoday.com. The city of Moose Jaw has announced that it will host a National Indigenous Peoples Day, NIPD, event on June 21, made possible through a partnership with the Holy Trinity Catholic School Division and local sponsors including the Moose Jaw Co-op. The celebration will be held at the Moose Jaw Events Center on the annually observed Indigenous Peoples Day. Here, a number of Indigenous speakers, storytellers, and performers will take to the stage and share their story. This NIPD event is an important step in the city of Moose Jaw's truth and reconciliation journey, said Moose Jaw's mayor, Clive Tolley. We look forward to celebrating our Indigenous culture in such an exciting and inclusive way. Haley Hart Rushenko, the city's acting communications and stakeholder relations manager, helped set up the event with the help of Vivian Govan. This event has a long history thanks to the Holy Trinity Catholic School Division, and I've had the privilege of being a part of it over the years, said Hart Rushenko. Previously, it has been geared towards educating our youth and helping them continue on with their truth and reconciliation journey, she said in her address. But now, thanks to this new partnership, we are happy to share that all schools within Moose Jaw, as well as the general public, are invited to attend this full-day event. Since employed with the city, Hart Rushenko has made strides in the effort to bring the city of Moose Jaw, its residents, and the Indigenous community closer together. She is also Métis on the side of her grandmother and Nakota, Lakota on her grandfather's side. The celebration of Indigenous culture is done out of respect, Mayor Tolley noted. All people contributed to the development of our community, Mayor Tolley said, noting that this began long before the first Europeans arrived. We want to show respect for the people that were here before us. Last year's celebration had two sessions with over 400 attendees, and Mayor Tolley is hoping to see a greater attendance this year as more people understand the importance of celebrating our First Nations history. Moose Jaw has been a meeting place for many, many generations, way before Europeans arrived here, he said. Many Indigenous peoples viewed the junction of the Moose Jaw River and Thunder Creek as a traditional meeting place and its history extends back through countless generations. Mark Salinger spoke on behalf of Holy Trinity as Ward Struby was unable to attend the announcement. His partnership underscores our commitment to promoting reconciliation, understanding, and inclusivity both within our community and the Holy Trinity Catholic School Division, Salinger said. NIPD provides us with a significant opportunity to recognize and honor the invaluable contributions of Indigenous peoples to our society, while also deepening our understanding of Indigenous history, culture, and perspectives. Jeff Anderson, CEO of the Moose Jaw Co-op, also shared a few words and said his attendance at last year's Indigenous celebration, which was his first such event, opened his eyes. I reflect on the profound experience that I had last year, and it was one that opened my eyes and touched my heart in many ways that I couldn't even imagine, Anderson recalled. I couldn't help but be captivated by the stories passed down through generations, each one carrying profound wisdom and timeless lessons. Our Moose Jaw Co-op's involvement is not just a gesture, but a commitment to embrace diversity, promote inclusivity, and to honor the traditions that enrich our communities. Mayor Tolley said he hopes everyone who attends will leave with an appreciation and acknowledgement that all people are the same and that all people deserve respect. Let's make this a big event, an annual event, and let's celebrate our shared history with our First Nations people, Mayor Tolley announced. The upcoming NIPD celebration is open to everyone in the community and further details will be provided in the weeks to come. Seating will be provided in the Hockey Arena Bowl and the center's concessions will remain open during the event. The Moose Jaw Event Center is located at 110 First Avenue Northwest.